you're not going to be on my phone anymore, okay? Pay your own cell phone bill.
Yikes. They don't have morals. And they're all mentally unstable. They're not going to do the right thing just for the sake of doing the right thing, especially when they're in their feelings. It's just not going to happen. They'll throw a drink in your face. They'll make a scene. They're pathetic human beings when you really think about it, especially when they get older.
You sent your friend over to come ask about me. That's cute. Made me feel like I was 16 again. You're not shy, are you? I like a man that goes after what he wants, not one.
Okay, never talk to aggressive women like that. Those are the type of women who will definitely hit you when you get in an argument. Those are the type of women that you get in a disagreement with them. She'll call the other guy she's talking to come try to fight you. Okay, you lost weight. Now you're just another gym thot. She probably was a better acting person when she was fat, I guarantee you. Now she's just another arrogant, self-absorbed, superficial bitch. I guarantee you she was a better person when she was fat. But cool, you got your revenge on the guy that left you for being fat. Cool. But at what cost? At what cost?
I had so much fun. I love you. Do you talk to other people? Be honest. Please don't lie to me. I love you.
Yeah. You know, these hoes, they be trying to lock down Chad, but it just never works. Look, you're free. You can have sex with whoever you want to. Just take it for what it is. It's just sex. Nobody wants to deal with you like that. You're just a fuck doll. Men of value don't wife up chicks that they just hooking up with. Chicks that let them hit on the first night. If you're going to be a hoe and a modern woman and loose, just accept what come with that. The pros and the cons. Don't get your feelings involved. Just look at these dudes as fun and dick. Because that's all you ever going to get from them. And even that is limited. It really ends up sad in the long run. When y'all don't look good anymore. And your looks start to fade. And you never built anything worth having. Because you was having so much fun. You pay for it in the end, though.
You don't respond. You don't entertain. It's just there to be there, you know?
So do you use dating apps just for your own self, like for your own ego? Or do you meet people?
No, yeah, it's validation.
It's validation.
It's solely validation.
That's
actually
interesting.
Yeah, because it's like compliments, and you're like, okay, thanks. Moving
take
on.
It.
So you're both on dating apps, but you don't meet people on there.
No,
correct.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's. I feel like that's like.
Like I said, fellas, stay off dating apps. Or if you're gonna go on dating apps, just know she has 100 guys in that inbox, and just know saying, "Hey, how's it going?" That is not gonna get her attention. You know how many guys are in there saying the same exact thing? That's why these bitches be talking about, you got to entertain me. You got to say something interesting. You got to say something I never heard before. Now you jumping through hoops just to set up a date with a bitch who's going to ghost you anyway or not show up to the date anyway. You'll be better off approaching women in the real world. That would make you stand out more.
When I say women don't see men as people, I mean like even their dad, bro. They don't even see their dad as an actual human being. Think about how girls describe their dad, right? They'd be like, oh, like I like my dad because he helps me pay my car. You know, he helps me buy clothes. You know, he throws parties for me for my birthday. They don't ever actually mention their dad's personality, bro. Like they don't see their dad as a person.
Real shit. Generally speaking, women just see men as tools. They don't care about who you are as a human being. Even your girlfriend that you think love you so much, even your wife that you think love you so much. I mean, she might like you, maybe. But for the most part, she needs you for provision, protection. In some cases, social status. Actually, in a lot of cases, social status. Even if you're not a quote-unquote high-value man, just her family and friends seeing that she has somebody helps her social status. Just having a ring from anybody helps her social status. Just being able to say, I'm married or I'm with somebody. So if most of them don't see us as people, should we see them as people? Or just dingbat bitches to use for sex from time to time? I guess that's up for you to decide.
guys talk about their dad, you know, they always talk about his personality. They're like, you know, he might be a little stubborn, but he always tries to do the right thing, even when, you know what I'm saying, the situation is difficult. Honestly, women just see their father figures as just ATMs, bruh. And then it just goes into their relationships too. And then y'all wonder why relationships are toxic. It's them, not us.
So basically, I've been with my BF, Jake, for about a year now, and he has a girl best friend named Maya.
That's a problem.
Jake is a perfect and wonderful boyfriend who treats me amazingly except for one thing. He basically came with Maya attached to his hip. She always seemed a little condescending towards me, and it's obvious she never liked me much, but things between us were always fairly civil, if not a little tense and awkward. Right when I started dating Jake, he had told me that previously him and Maya had a FWB relationship, but that it's long over now and he only views her as a friend, and that he was being upfront because she means a lot to him and he didn't want it to become a problem later. Fine. I can handle that.
This dude must be a really good looking guy with a great personality, with an alpha personality. Look, you know, an average looking nice guy wouldn't get this type of leeway. Not in a million years. So you know this is a top tier guy. Top tier guys could get bitches to agree to damn near anything. But yeah, I can't do it. If a chick got a guy best friend, I can't do it. No other prominent man in your life other than me. Other than your father and your brothers. But even they got to play second fiddle to me. Honestly.
I can handle that. However, yesterday Jake, Maya, some other friends and I decided to go to a little strip mall together. We stopped at an ice cream parlor there and me and Maya were the last two to order. I was just feeling like something light and refreshing, so I went with vanilla. Maya scoffed and said, quote, "I'm not surprised. Since that seems to be your favorite flavor everywhere, including the bedroom."
Yeah, see, you set yourself up for this loss by even accepting this from the beginning. But I hate little smart, snarky comments. That's why I like just being alone. I don't got to deal with people's bullshit, drama, slick comments. I just like being alone. And when I do hang out with people, it's like one or two people and they relate to me.
I asked what she meant by that, and she said that if I wanted to keep a guy like him, I had to step it up in the bedroom and she could give me some tips.
Bang, bang, bang. Dom the Monko, Monko,
Monko. Yeah, those are fighting words right there. Like, I gotta say, man. A lot of bitches would have threw hands with her right there on the spot.
I asked what she meant by that, and she said that if I wanted to keep a guy like him, I had to step it up in the bedroom and she could give me some tips. Obviously hinting to the fact that Jake and her used to sleep together. That was one low blow to my self-esteem. I was honestly flabbergasted and still am about the whole situation. I ended up just paying for my ice cream and leaving with the excuse of a stomach ache. I know that Jake tells her everything.
Oh no.
But I wouldn't have thought that he would be talking to her about our sex life. Let alone complaining about it to her. That is so fucking hurtful. He knows I'm a very private person and I absolutely would not be okay with this boundary being crossed. But that fact that he wouldn't just talk to me about it hurts me even more than what she said. I haven't told him yet and I'm honestly scared too. I'm not sure how to move forward with this.
Yeah, she gonna keep fucking with him for years. Yeah, that just made her want him more. That just made her want to please him more. It just goes to show, treating women like shit get better results than treating them like princesses and queens.